Justin Moses performing for a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF. He and his wife, Sierra Hall, burning up the mandolins on Taxland. You will find that on the new album, Fall Like Rain, released just this past Friday. Justin joining me from his home in Nashville, Tennessee. Justin, how are you guys surviving down there in times like these?
We're surviving. That's the way to put it, I think. You know, we're doing all right, but it's definitely a challenging.
Well, that's why I do these virtual Roots Down sessions, because putting out new music nowadays is a daunting task. We're going to get into your new album, Fall Like Rain, but first I want to get a bit of an origin story on you. You started out playing the mandolin, and as I understand, prenatal?
I started pretty young. Yeah, I was 6 years old when I first started learning to play mandolin, and my dad played some guitar when I was growing up, and he knew enough about the mandolin to show me the first few chords on it and the first few songs, and then he knew a guy in the town that I grew up in, Madisonville, Tennessee, that could play several different instruments and knew a lot of tunes. And so he took me the lessons from him. A guy named Harley Millsaps taught me, several, fiddle tunes. And that's sort of what got me started.
At what point did you feel the confidence and get the courage to go out and play in front of people?
Well, about a year after getting started playing at all, it may not even been that long, I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly how long it was, but I started playing with my family's gospel band at that point, and so that was my first chance to play in front of anybody at all. And we mostly played in little churches and stuff out in East Tennessee, but then as I got into high school and stuff, I got to meet more people around there that played bluegrass, and got into a band called Kentucky Wind, and we mostly played like little local contests and stuff like that. But through that band, we reconfigured at some point into the band Blue Moon Rising. And that's really where I started kind of traveling around a little bit more and getting to see different parts of the country. And
I imagine being in Blue Moon Rising and traveling, touring, performing, that you got to meet a lot of people, make a lot of connections, and your career just sort of expanded from there.
I think it was, just making a lot of connections as you go along. Like, through playing in that band, I got to play around folks like Adam Steffi and Ron Stewart. And when Dan Tominski was putting together the Dan Tominski band, I imagine it was those connections through them that got me the opportunity to play with Dan. And so, it's just one thing leading to the other, really. It's kind of the way it seems like my career has sort of progressed anyway.
And you got your first IBMA award with Dan Tominski for the album Wheels.
Wheels, yeah. It won Album of the Year in, I guess, 2009, I think it was, something like that.
And you have been named Dobro Player of the Year by the IBMA twice now, but you're a multi-instrumentalist. Now, mandolin, guitar, fiddle, banjo, you got to bear down and get Player of the Year on those other ones as well.
I think I need to work harder. I think that's what it is. Man, it's such an honor. And I think that probably sounds cliche to say it's such an honor to be nominated, with the guys that always get nominated, but it's true. It's very true. Those guys, Jerry Douglas, Rob Ikes, I mean, they're my heroes on the instrument. And of course, like Andy Hall is an awesome dobro player that definitely deserves the honor, as well. And so it really is it's just nice to even be thought of in the category with that kind of quality musician.
Well, let's talk one of the other instruments, mandolin. A song from the new album, Fall Like Rain, Taxland, that you and your wife, Sierra Hall, played for us at the beginning of the session here. When I first heard that, I'm like, no, that's not humanly possible.
Well, she is incredible, and It's such a, thrill to get to play music with her, anytime. And fortunately we get to do it quite a bit being married. But that song is one that I sort of sat down and intentionally tried to come up with one day because I had a duo show at Del Fest with Cody Kilby, and we'd been working out some material for it, and I felt like, okay, well, we have all this stuff, but it seems like we need, sort of a fast tune and something that maybe is in a minor chord or something like that. And so I sat down with that in mind, and that's what came out. And then after that, Sierra and I, we're doing some duo shows as well, and so we decided, well, let's try that song in it. And then once we played it together on the mandolins, I thought, well, that's how I've got to record the song, because it's just so nice to play off of each other's energy playing something like that.
Talking with Justin Moses, coming to us from his home in Nashville, Tennessee, about the new album just released, Fall Like Rain. And Justin, let's talk the title track here. An Eric Clapton song. How did that come to be on the album?
That was suggested to me by my friend Keith Garrett, who played in the band Blue Horizon with me. He writes songs some, and I had called him up to ask him, do you have any songs? And at the time he said, no, I don't, I haven't written many lately. And he said, there's this Eric Clapton song that I think you would be good for you, because it has that high note, and he knows that I sing high.
Well, it certainly does fit. Again, first listen through on the album, having heard that Eric Clapton song, like, well, of course, it was meant to be done bluegrass style. A lot of folks try to maybe shoehorn some classic rock songs into bluegrass, but this one just sort of falls in there. Why don't we hear that one, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Justin Moses and Sierra Hull performing the title track from the new album, Fall Like Rain, in a virtual Roots Down session on Studio B. Don't know where I'm.
me half in two. Tell me why did I fall in love with you? Tell me why do my tears fall like rain? Tell me why do my tears fall like rain? Tore me all to pieces, nothing else remains. Tell me why.
You're listening to Studio B on WVTF.
Bells are tolling in London as they have for hundreds of years, but they're drowned by chanting for freedom in a country so far from here. I'm taking walking, I'm taking it all. The walls made of stone and of pain. And I think of my people who sail from these shores as I stroll through the afternoon rain. The war was raging around them, shouting so far beyond understanding. She was all but 8 or 10 years. She lost mom and dad in the bombing. Little sister was spared in the blast. They walked across the sand seeking refuge, or to something like mercy at last. Walking across the desert, walking on and on, walking across the desert to Lebanon. Got no answers, just questions. All I know is what they're doing.